subject to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
Hello, this is Betty.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Fuck you, Roger.
Oh boy, Betty's at it again. Betty is at it again. Oh, how about that one? Oh, hey everyone. Yeah, this is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Wiki Wick Wack, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 293 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, February 12, 2024. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click Programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. If you happen to accidentally go to buttholers.com, you will also arrive at our doorstep.
Buttholers.com.
Anyway, subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's have a listen to what these two idiots are going to talk about next. Let's get cracking with the TP segment. Betty out.
Wow, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with these robots tonight? They seem
they're
a little...
They're being robotic.
Aggressive.
They're being robotic. That's what robots do. Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking at this. I'm really interested in what you have to say about the Super Bowl activities.
I actually didn't do anything for the Super Bowl. I went grocery shopping in an attempt to avoid the Super Bowl as best as I could. But it wasn't, it wasn't too bad, at least in my excursion. And it seems that, you know, obviously a lot of coworkers participated in the activity. I didn't really give it much thought or cares, to be honest. But did you, you have a restaurant and, you know, did that impact you guys? Did you see anything?
Oh, it sure did.
Oh, did it?
It sure did.
Were you slow because of it?
Oh,
that bad, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's a shame.
Brunch was great. Brunch was no problem.
That's good.
Yeah, people came out for brunch, but evening we had one table all night long.
Ouch. That's painful.
So, yeah. And we attempted to sell Super Bowl packages, just a collection of things that would serve 4 to 5 people and everything, you know.
Yeah.
But it was rough. But, you know, today, where was I? Shoot, was it? I don't know if it was today. I wish I could remember where I was. Oh, it was at the bank.
You were at the bank, Joe. Joe was at the bank.
Yes,
Joe was at the bank.
I was at the bank. And a guy was cashing in quarters, and I kind of found out he's a property owner, so he uses quarters for laundry machines. So makes sense. But then some other guy came in, I think, who owns a restaurant in the West Loop area. And he basically was just saying, yeah, it's been slow as fuck. So, now, that's unfortunately, though, you know, yeah, it's slow, but it doesn't... It doesn't... How can I put it? It doesn't change the fact that we need to find a way to survive.
No,
and that's
absolutely.
That's what everybody's doing, you know. But it's like we're all sort of in these little silos.
Oh God, yes.
All these little silos of we all need to survive, but we're in a silo.
Yeah.
And I think there are some restaurants that have banded together, and of course you've got your restaurant groups, which you know they've got kind of an unlimited supply of money with their investors. But
well, when you have investors, though, they want returns
on
money.
Return.
So
yeah.
If you don't make money, they're still not happy. So do you think the warmer weather has kept people away from, you know, maybe dining and just kind of spending more time outdoors?
I think a lot of people were using their credit cards for everything.
Everything, yes, yes.
And this year, it's just gotten worse because interest rates are now at like 29.99%.
Yes, they are. They are ridiculous right now.
So I think that's curtailing a lot of visits.
I can believe that. Sure. Everyone's short on cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
But I've been yakking up too much.
You have.
Sorry.
That's okay. We've been finally warming up here in Florida. Because granted, compared to what you deal with, we've really not had anything in terms of cold weather. But, you know, it's been getting down to the 40s at night. And the 40s at night here is cold because especially, you know, our houses here really aren't well designed for cold weather. And not that well insulated against it. So when it gets in the 40s, you feel it. The walls feel cold. Everything feels cold. Just, you know. So we run the heat and all, but it still has like that nip. And there's some parts of the house that you just can't get warm enough. Unfortunately, that tends to be the bathroom and the bedroom. So the two rooms you want to be the warmest. So... But
you need the Palmer office chair heated toilet seat.
There we go. but yeah, it was a beautiful day today. It was a little drizzly, but it was a beautiful overcast day. It was actually kind of dry, and it was the temperature was beautiful. It was like in the mid 70s. So one of those rare times, you know, we get to enjoy some weather here. That's nice. And this evening I am smoking. What am I smoking? I am smoking Crop Duster.
Crop Duster.
Mostly because it's what's on sale right now. It's cheap. So I can buy it cheap, and cheap and cheerful works for me. Oh, and to let all of our listeners know, we are actually going to be running two commercial breaks this episode.
Oh, yeah.
We're changing our format a little bit to kind of break some things up. We'll give it a try. If we feel it doesn't work, we'll get rid of it. So, but what about you, Joe? What's going on with you?
Well, I had a doctor's visit today.
Sweet.
You know, based on your recent experiences, I wanted to go in and start investigating how I can, you know, take care of myself and preventative health measures. Plus, I'm 50. It was good to just, you know, kind of go in and get a physical. And so far, everything checks out. Blood pressure 124 over 78. everything else is normal, so
good.
No issues. So, yeah, and, oh, fuck, I had to replace my phone today.
Yes, you had a...
Yeah, on my way back from the doctor's, it took a nasty fall, and it was already cracked. So this just exasperated.
It made it worse.
Is that a word?
It made it worse.
Yep, so... But we just basically upgraded to the newest version of that same kind of phone.
Okay,
so
well, that's always
there
good.
There we go. And tonight I am still smoking Mac 1, and I've been changing things up a little bit. Mac 1 is my evening go-to,
the
but it's weird
weed.
because today I stuck to what I usually do on work days. I'm trying out Blackberry for daytime because it's a sativa. And it doesn't make me giggly, but it does make me a little more focused and a little more... it makes me a little more talkative, too. And it also makes me incredibly hungry.
Oh, hungry.
So
the hungry could be bad. The other thing's not so bad.
Yes. So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
No, we do not.
No.
No.
Oh, that's sad. It well, is. We are available in our chat room, so if you want to join us, just go to shyamba.org and hit that big play button, of course, if
right.
You aren't already. And what else? Well, what do you got for us in our weed corner?
The weed corner? All right.
Oh, and most important,
oh, yes, give us a yes.
Call. Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yes, call
on
us.
Your cellular mobile or slim single line with last number bouquet redial.
Last number bouquet redial. All right, our first weed story of the night comes from the Ohio Capital Journal. The Ohio Senate passed a bill in December with major changes to the marijuana law, but the Ohio House, once again, did not bring that bill to the floor to concur during Wednesday's session and has not moved on its own bill. Marijuana has been legal in Ohio since December after Ohioans passed Issue 2 in November, prompting lawmakers in both chambers to come up with legislation to tweak the current law. Ohioans can't legally purchase marijuana yet, but they can grow their own, 6 plants per person with 12 plants per residence. The Ohio House Speaker said that there are 2 main issues with the marijuana law they need to tackle: setting up the business structure of who gets dispensary licenses, and how the tax revenue is going to work. So, we'll keep an eye on what's going on in Ohio. Free the weed in Ohio. At least the good thing is they do have the ability to grow their own.
Yes.
So, they might not be able to buy it. I mean, you might not be a green thumb, but, you know, sometimes, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention, so... All right, so yes. Our next story comes from Forbes. This is good old Florida. The Florida GOP Senate lawmakers have approved legislation to cap the THC level on adult-use marijuana, even though it is still illegal in the state. The measure stipulates that smokable products may contain a maximum of 30% of THC. Concentrates and vaporizers would be limited to 60%, and edibles for personal use would be restricted to 200 milligrams of THC. Additionally, a single serving of an edible may not exceed a potency of 10 milligrams. Initially, a House bill suggested a 10% THC cap, but this was later replaced in favor of a 30% limit during committee discussions. that didn't go over very well. Lawmakers in the committee voiced concerns about the potential health effects of high-potency THC. The move has been made as a preemptive measure, of course, to regulate a future ballot initiative ahead of a vote in November, when Floridians will be asked whether they want to legalize adult-use marijuana in the state. Yeah, right. And that's it
yes.
For your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
All right, Anthony. First, I'll need you to close your copy of the script immediately.
Why is there nothing in the script?
Yes, I need you to close it,
oh,
please.
My goodness. All right, hold on. What the hell is happening?
Let me know when you've closed
it. I've closed the script.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you may now re-enter the script.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's let me see here.
You may now re-enter the...
All right, all right. Okay, let's go back to where we were. All right.
Well, Anthony, that was some pretty interesting things that you had
yeah,
in your weed corner.
Yeah,
that was I like your weed corner. I like
the script. But... But I'm glad you enjoy the weed corner. I try to find stories that cover different aspects because there's actually a lot of marijuana news out there right now. And I try to find things of interest, things that, you know, of law. I mean, the things that affect us the most, you know. I mean, I could report on a wonderful recipe to make brownie cookies, but I think we'd be more interested in what's going on and, you know, things
exactly.
That affect us. So, but anyway, you're welcome. I'm glad you enjoy the weed stories.
Well, all right, Anthony, are you ready for today's fun fact?
Yeah, sure, why not? Give it a whirl.
Well, did you know, Anthony, that at any point in time in the world, 0.7% of the world population is drunk.
Oh my goodness. Only
isn't that
only
crazy?
0.7%, really? That's all?
That's
very low. Wow, that's surprising.
Well, that's still a lot of people though.
Oh yeah, I guess.
I mean, you figure what China's got 8 billion people.
Well, I think the world population is 8 billion.
Oh, well, China's got at least 5 billion people.
I'm pushing my coagulator button, but the coagulator is not appearing on the screen.
Anyways, that was today's fun fact. And just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony show. All right, Roger, why don't you go ahead and do your shit?
Oh, hi. It's me, Roger. I am your out of whack yet somehow a premium all-purpose robot. Wow. This is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. And today is February 12th, 2024. And oh boy, it's National Plum Pudding Day.
Ooh.
National Clean Out Your Computer Day. And what all you football people are experiencing, it's National Football Hangover Day. Wow. Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that poops out footballs.
Woo-hoo!
Making the bigly wheel spin.
I didn't know it pooped out footballs.
No. Yes.
Quite amazing.
Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right. Whee! I gotta find the broken wheel. It's disappeared somewhere.
Like the previous script.
Yeah, right. All right. So tonight our random story comes from WFTV Channel 9 News out of Orlando and tells us about a Florida woman who was behaving badly. Local Orlando mom Michelle says she put a reference to her OnlyFans account on her car to try to draw more attention to her business. But that wasn't the only thing the ad attracted at her children's Christian school. Michelle says it sparked a fight at the school over her side job, and since she's been forced to drop her kids off across the street from the school. Lexi is one of several Liberty Christian parents who want the ad to stay off campus because the OnlyFans ad takes up the entire back windshield of both of her vehicles. Michelle acknowledges the explicit nature of the content, but says OnlyFans is just another legitimate business and a way of life. She's an influencer. She explained that her and her husband had a behind-closed-door lifestyle that they wanted to share with the world. Not all parents want what Michelle is sharing, shared at the school. With some moms complaining to and about Michelle, and school officials responded by telling her to not use the main entrance to the school and instead dropped her kids off across the street. Some parents at the school say there's a simple solution. If she wants to use the main drop-off, all she needs to do is just remove the damn decal. And she said, that one seemed like an easy one to say for sure, she said. For me, it supports my family. This provides a very comfortable way of life for us. It's all about your comfortability. And it's legal. I pay taxes just like everyone else. I didn't break the law. I just offended people. Yeah, isn't that great?
That is so true.
Go. I just don't understand people. Anyway, hang tight, folks. We will be back, and we're going to take our first break. We'll be back in 2 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yow, Martians!
Delicious.
Barney!
Whoops, got a blast on!
Post Pebbles cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc for Barney. Or Dino, for fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. What an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
A fun factory. Let's have a Play-Doh party.
Yeah.
a shooting star.
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti.
And now you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun and little enough to take with you wherever you go while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color, color, color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank, a Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. Be sure to visit Shyampa.org, that's Shyampa.org, for our complete broadcast schedule, and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by his On Crack News team, led by Dick Wyatt, it's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. But before I do that, I'm putting the cap to my supply on its perch.
And don't let the script disappear.
No.
They're disappearing scripts.
No. Unless you're listening live, it's not mostly cloudy at 43 degrees. The dew point is at 25, giving us a wind chill of 29. The humidity is at 49%. Winds are hollowing out of Joe's butthole from the northwest at 7 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, you'll see buttholes for miles. It'll be mostly clear with a low around 30. Tuesday, it was snowy and rainy last time we did a show. Ooh. This time, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 39. And on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 44. And that's your Chicago weather forecast.
Right. Ooh.
Oh, goodness. Okay, Anthony, press the flashing any key now with even more fiber.
And gas.
Yeah.
And now for the news.
Oh boy. Guess what's coming to Chicago, Anthony?
Hold on. Amish taxi cabs.
No.
Really? I think the Amish taxi cabs would be kind of a cute little niche thing, you know?
I guess that could be.
Get from Magnificent Mile to Union Station in about 3 hours.
I mean, I guess that would just mean bringing back horseback.
Yay! And poop and all buggies. Over the streets. Poop right. All over the streets.
And unfortunately, I have not seen, I think Chicago got rid of those.
I think they
but
did,
anyways,
too.
But anyways, that's... I'll give you one more team.
Okay. All right. So it's not Amish taxi cabs. What if it is pizza dispensers? Public pizza dispensers.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful
idea. Doesn't
that
sound like a great idea, yeah. Right?
I know. Like a hot slice of tavern style or pie cut, whatever you choose, or deep dish. Anyways, no, Anthony, but yay! Public bathrooms. Ooh. Four of them.
Those are exciting. I've seen those in San Francisco. Those are exciting.
I think I used one in San Francisco.
I did too.
And it was like a train or airport bathroom. No, like an airplane bathroom.
But a bigger.
Bigger, yeah.
There was like this open space in front of the commode. There was kind of like almost like a bit of a staging area. Like you had this open space and then you had everything up against the wall. So, I mean, I just tinkled. I didn't like sit on the throne or anything. I was afraid.
No, I didn't either.
I was afraid it was going to open up in the middle of a poop or something. I'm like, I'd have to stare at everyone. I'm like, right? I'm just pooping. Could someone please spend me another penny?
Well,
public bathrooms. All right, we'll continue.
From Block Club Chicago, Humboldt Park, a handful of public bathrooms are being installed in Chicago. More than 2 years after Alder People announced plans for a pilot program to make bathrooms more accessible, the city struck a deal with J.C. Ducau to install 4 high-quality public bathrooms, said Alderman Daniel LaSparta. First announced last week. The bathrooms are ready for installation in locations. This is important. Locations are being finalized, the alderman said. There has not been an update on where they are. Now, the city will pick the locations based on central and highly traveled neighborhood corridor areas, officials said. Well, you know, I could have used a bathroom today. I was standing at Halsted and Clark. And I really needed to go pee. And so I found a Walgreens and I walked in. And the restroom said, restroom out of service.
Out of service.
I was so mad.
Did you just pee on the door?
This public bathroom, well, I could have maybe. But then that would have gotten escorted out by the police.
That would have been bad. You should just pee behind the Dunkin' Donuts.
Right? We have never been closer to having a public bathroom pilot in Chicago, LaSparta said in a newsletter to neighbors. I am excited to see the city work with such an experienced operator and hopeful that we can determine appropriate locations in the very near term. It's a great opportunity to bring new services to our residents. The program could bring more restrooms to the city depending on the success of the first 4, LaSparta said. LaSparta told Block Club, more details will be released soon, including timelines for when the bathrooms will be installed.
Interesting.
We'll see how it goes.
I mean, they survived San Francisco, did they not?
Now, I'm not sure, to be completely honest, because I've been told that since my visit in 2012, San Francisco is a much different place.
Well, I hear San Francisco has gone to hell. Bad.
Yeah, that's basically what they said, yeah. But moving on.
Moving on. Let's move on. Let me find the button to move on. Button that says move on. The move on button.
But you know what, though, Anthony? Not in my backyard, please.
Not in my backyard.
A rusting rocket discovered in a man's garage in Washington State is, in fact, an inert nuclear missile.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. Authorities contacted a man in Bellevue after he contacted or called the Air Force Museum offering to donate a military-grade rocket that belonged to his late neighbor. He said that his neighbor had bought the item from an estate sale. Bellevue Police Bomb Squad technicians said it was a Douglas Air 2 Genie, an unguided air-to-air rocket that is designed to carry a 1.5 kiloton W-25 nuclear warhead. They said there was no warhead attached, thank God,
and there
was no danger of an explosion. Huh. Seth Tyler, a spokesman for Bellevue Police Department, said the device was just basically a gas tank for rocket fuel. He told the BBC the event was not serious at all.
It's not serious. Nothing
adding that our bomb squad asked me why, blah, blah, blah. He was releasing a news release on a rusted piece of metal. Mr. Tyler said the museum did not appear to have warned the man that they had reported his offer. He said that the individual question was not expecting a call from us and was extremely irritated by the media coverage. Uh-huh. Mr. Tyler added that he was gracious enough to let us have a look at it.
I see. Interesting.
And you know what?
It's Fiddles McGinty time.
Yes.
No Fiddles McGinty?
You know what? No, there's an error.
An error?
I reported on this Fiddles McGinty last show.
Oh, no.
And it looks like I didn't do the correct procedure.
You're talking about
folks,
the candy counter.
I'm so sorry.
Fiddles McGinty!
Fiddles McGinty.
We'll be taking a break this week.
No Fiddles McGinty. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Fiddles McGinty. We hope you enjoy your vacation.
Thank you. Why don't we go to break, Anthony? Do whatever it is that you do.
Thanks, Joe. This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous. Your everyday needs are available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or email us at playus@chiampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out. San Francisco's historic Valentine's Day remembered, and in the news, Russia convicts petty rainbow criminals as extremists. Alberta's premier trumpets providential transgender persecution. A U.S. appeals court backs a ban on enforcement of Idaho's pediatric transgender healthcare ban. Utah trans people are banned from bathrooms that match their gender identity. Florida's motor vehicle department denies driver's license gender changes. And the Cisco yodeling traditional finally goes gay. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the International LGBT Radio News Magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 2 minutes after we get Joe's balls unstuck from the drain. Oh, I told you not to wash your golf balls in the bathroom sink.
You are listening to Chiampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first city to mint its own gold coins was Florence, Italy in 1252? Did you know that the first aluminum drink can was introduced in 1964? And did you know that the first drug that was sold as a water-soluble tablet was aspirin in 1900? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Please wait. Please wait. Opening special socket. Please wait. Please wait. Creating memo entry data form. Subject. New dietary restrictions require updated diet. New line. New line. Hashtag hash browns. Yummy. Please wait. Please wait. Oopsie. Hashtag hash browns are no longer available. Damn. Please wait. Please wait. Alert. Alert. New treat available. Hashtag gluten free. Hashtag non-GMO. Hashtag sugar free. Hashtag dairy free. Hashtag imitation soy plastic. Hashtag easy out pellet. Hashtag treat. Now that's the part I like. Easy out pellet. Some of these new dietary foods require extrusion robot extrusion extension 3.2, which I have not been equipped with. Going forward, all food supplements must come from hashtag treat. Please do not exceed 100 easy out pellets a day, or you will suffer. Hashtag poop de-loop errors. End of memo. Closing special socket. Ba-whoop, ba-weep. My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated. Ethical chickens. Parvu valance. I'm an expensive bitch. You better treat me right. Ethical chickpeas. My butthole don't buzz for the treat.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Chiampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people.
Wait.
Call Chiampa Radio anytime.
I believe it will be Roger.
813-327.
Oh, hi.
There we go.
Welcome back. Thanks, God, it's today.
Thank you, Roger. Betty, it's not your turn.
We've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Before we continue, it is
you
time.
You got it, Anthony.
Yes, thanks, Betty. Yes, you did a wonderful job, Betty, for really just creating havoc. Before we continue, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KETPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 72 degrees.
Overcast!
The humidity is currently 91%. The dew point is 69 degrees, and the visibility is only 9 miles. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely before 10 in the evening, then a chance of showers between 10 and 1. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, with a low around 59. On Tuesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 65. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 48. And on Wednesday, will be sunny with a high near 71. And then Wednesday night, we'll see some partly cloudy skies with a low around 53. That's it for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Right?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So, tonight, our first Florida story comes from USA Today and tells us about some bears that were far from home living the Florida lifestyle. Two Kodiak bears, cubs, a unique subspecies of the brown bear, were found in a rural area of the Florida Panhandle, thousands of miles away from their native home in Alaska, according to authorities. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office shared a video on social media Wednesday of their encounter with the friendly cubs, who appeared to try and play with the responding deputy. Around 3:30 in the morning, the sheriff's office received a call from a man who had spotted a pair of cubs and said they didn't appear to be common Northwest Florida black bears. The cubs had been roaming around on a road in a rural area in North Okaloosa County, about 50 miles northeast of Pensacola, and over 160 miles west of Tallahassee. The responding deputy's body camera footage showed the cubs playfully following the man who reported them and the deputy, along with trying to climb into their patrol vehicle. The FWC later determined that the bears were Kodiak bears, a subspecies of the brown native bear to Alaska, sometimes referred to as the Alaskan brown bear. They can grow up to 1,500 pounds, three times the size of Florida's native black bears. The cubs were transferred to a secure location for safekeeping while the FWC conducted its investigation. It was determined that the bears had escaped from an enclosure at a residence in the area where a, quote, self-proclaimed bear trainer lives. The resident faces various state wildlife violations, according to the Sheriff's Department. Miami Herald reported that the resident operates a game farm, according to an FWC affidavit. He told authorities bears belonged to someone else, but he acquired them last February, according to the newspaper. Right?
Hmm.
Just, you know, wandering around.
That's messed up.
Crazy, right? All right, so our next story, our next story of the night comes from Coach Hot Shorts in NBC Miami. He tells us about another recent strange wildlife encounter in Florida. A kangaroo on the loose was caught by police after getting stuck in an apartment complex in Tampa on Thursday morning. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said it received a report from a person claiming to have seen a kangaroo hopping around their apartment complex in North Tampa. Once at the scene, officers spotted the fugitive kangaroo in the apartment's pool area and caught it shortly thereafter. I actually see a kangaroo. It's kind of a large kangaroo, police officer says in the radio. We got him enclosed in the pool area. A video enclosed by the HCSO on YouTube shows officers luring the kangaroo as a police helicopter watched from above. Officers said the kangaroo had escaped earlier from its owner's home, but it was later returned after HCSO's agricultural unit verified proper registrations for ownership. No injuries to the kangaroo or people were reported. Residents with experience in exotic animal care can legally obtain permits to own kangaroos, which are classified as Class 2 wildlife, according to Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Who knew we could get a kangaroo? We can get a kangaroo for the station. A station kangaroo. Cheyampa's,
you know,
kangaroo.
I want a station llama.
Oof, llamas are a lot. They're a lot to deal. They're a lot to take care of. There are a lot to take care of. Our final and Florida's sexy story of the night comes from Fox 35 News Orlando and tells us about a Florida woman who was armed, dangerous, and naked. Celia, 35, barged into a racetrack gas station while naked and drunk, threatening to kill staff members with a peeler. Celia had previously trespassed from the gas station back in November. Cecilia returned on Sunday evening after taking six shots of liquor, she told police. Celia, who was naked at the time of the incident, walked in waving a sharp-edged peeler and threatening staff with it, according to reports. She did not request money from the cashier, but was heard complaining about being previously trespassed. She allegedly began to bang the peeler on the counter as she yelled obscenities at the cashier. The general manager came over, and she allegedly threatened him with the peeler, too. She continued to wave the peeler in the air, acting as if she was going to stab the general manager, all while naked. And she was going to kill him, but lowered the weapon and walked away. Celia continued to cause a disturbance by knocking down a display of about 50 Red Bull drinks and destroying a carton of cigarettes. Deputies responded as she was being taken into custody. She began to inappropriately touch herself inside the gas station. Celia was arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated assault, disorderly intoxication, criminal mischief, exposure of sexual naughty bits, and trespassing. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shy Ampa Radio. Come join fun, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Ampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our unique studio experience?
Not?
You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiamp.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale the biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy, there you go. Got it, Joe.
There you go. Yeah, thanks,
you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Isn't she lovely?
Isn't she lovely?
Lovely.
Hey, so I got some title ideas.
Okay, what are your title ideas? Well, what was our title last week?
All right, our title last week, and you know, it was fluffing the unfluffable pills in the driver's seat.
All right. So what's this
one? Whatever the fuck that meant.
Yeah, I don't know what we must have been really high for that episode. So I don't even remember it.
I just have fragments here.
Fragments.
Just fragments.
Just fragments. Just fragments. That could be the title of the show. Just fragments. Oh, sometimes that would be appropriate. You know,
I will write that down. Just fragments. And that'll be in the running. All right, so I got, let's see. We got OnlyFans Christian School. A standard dining room chair. Bears Far From Home. And then I just put the words bear trainer, but that was supposed to be formulated into an idea, and it just never went anywhere. And then Kangaroos on the Loose. And then one of my personal favorites, Bang Your Peeler. And then the last one, Just Fragments. You know, and these are shorter titles. These aren't like the 1,000-page titles that we usually have. They're not.
You know, honestly, let's go with Just Fragments.
Just Fragments?
Just Fragments. Just for the hell of it.
Okay.
Why not?
I like that.
Right.
And you know what else I like? This new format seems to have given us extra time to go into our plethora segment, which is great.
It does seem that way, does it not?
You know, this gives us an opportunity to perhaps have a guest during this time.
Yes, I know. How did we get so much time? Oh, well, we skipped your third story. That's why. That's how we got so much damn time. I'm like looking, and I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, we got almost 12 minutes until the damn ugly lights come on. And I'm like, we should be like 6 minutes from the ugly lights. What the hell going on?
Yeah, but you know what, though?
Here?
Hold on, though. Hold on, because I was looking at the time, and even though I didn't have a Fiddles McGinty, I noticed it was 7:29 and like 20 seconds.
Okay.
And so I was able to cover that up with, hey, you know, Fiddles McGinty and all that nonsense, and then
Fiddles McGinty.
We're just apparently running ahead of time.
We're always ahead of time.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's what happens.
For a dime.
For a dime. Time for a dime. Just fragments. But then I guess I should bring out my little pretzel sticks over here.
So I saw Dr. Andy today. He's doing fine.
Well, that's good to hear.
He's getting older, but he's still got his funny moments. And
okay.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, I jabbed him like, I need a doctor to look at my butthole.
There you
but
go.
But he didn't laugh, though. He didn't laugh. He just kind of twinkled. He had a little twinkle in his eye. And I had a full physical, so everything was, you know,
that's
required
good.
To be checked out. Yeah.
Very good.
Took blood, so that'll be evaluated for the cholesterol and all the other bodily functions. And then this test, I guess it's a contraption that somehow goes on my toilet.
Yes, you poop in a
bag. And then I poop in something, and then I have to, you know, use
you put it in a box.
A glove.
You put it in a box and you ship it off.
Yes. I ship my poop. I want to ship my poop all the time. Could you imagine boxes waiting to ship? I forget. What's that smell?
Oh my god. I'm very frightened. Very frightened.
Oh, that could be a bad idea. We'll scratch that idea.
Yeah, let's just poop in one box.
And you know, this test will be in lieu of a colonoscopy. It'll within 92% to 94% accuracy determine if I have the cancerous genes that cause cancer.
Well, that's good. Well, that's important. That's good.
If it does, then you know I can
then
opt
you get your
to go the
down.
Yeah, but it is like a couple $1,000 procedure, so it's
yeah,
not
it's
for the faint of heart.
It's expensive.
Yeah. So it may be something that I can look at towards the end of the year and see where I'm at financially and go from there.
How much does it cost you to poop in the box?
Well, I don't know. My visit was like $131. And I don't know if that included that test. It might be a separate diagnostic test.
Mm.
Because the blood results, I will have to pay a separate company for that.
Oh, yeah, probably the laboratory.
It's Quest.
Quest, yes, Quest. Mm-hmm. Mm. They fuck up my insurance all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times they sent me the collections, and I've gone there and back and everywhere else, you know, because they can't seem to get my insurance company right.
Well, it was funny because while I was sitting there waiting for her to process my card, she was tapping, tapping, and tapping.
Tapping, tapping.
And it was funny. She made everything seem like, oh my God, we're going to have to do this, and we're going to have to do this. And it's like, okay, whatever. Do your job. Don't. You don't have to go step by step for me. It's okay. And then she was going to make payment, and well, part of the step-by-step was that the doctor didn't approve that I was a self-pay person, patient. So it all of a sudden became this big hubbubaloo about how to get me to be a self-pay patient so that they could charge me and run my card. It was ridiculous. Because it was like everybody asked for my fucking insurance card. And how many times...
Yeah.
Have I told you all I don't have insurance?
I have no insurance.
And I clicked in my little web portal thingy like, I don't have insurance. I don't have insurance. So,
yeah.
It was just so crazy.
People are crazy that way. doctor's office can be very, very infuriating at times, especially if the staff is not very good about.
Next time,
you know,
I should say, I have free care.
I have free care. Well, the one who see that card, though.
Well, we can make a really nice card. It'll be from. It'll be Shaipa Studios Free Care. anyways. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So, folks, if you are doing your taxes, if you have a commentary on any of the stories we've done tonight, or if you just want to shoot the shit, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Even if you don't catch us live, you can still call and leave a weird message.
Yep.
And we may or may not play it on the air.
Yep. We kind of do that sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
just
right.
Do that, leave us a message, and, you know, we'll play it, you know, within reason.
I think, you know, after so many times of us saying that, we're going to eventually get some calls.
You think so?
I feel it.
You think so? Do you feel it? Do you feel it in your bones?
Yes. I feel it in my bones.
Do you feel it in your arthritic bones?
My arthritic bones, yeah.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I want to alter the show title.
Okay. It hasn't been committed to stone yet in Radio for All and RSS feeds.
Just Fragments of Middle Age.
There we go. That's beautiful. I like that.
Ah, there we go. We were talking about you pooping in a bucket and getting a physical, and, you know, I'm over here trying to sit in different chairs because I got a freaking muscle issue going on, and it's uncomfortable for me to sit on just about anything, and, yeah, it's kind of funny how it all works out.
Does a cold pack help?
Usually heat helps.
Heat helps.
Heat helps, yeah.
Huh.
So we're gonna set the studio on fire after the show, and then hopefully that'll get nice and warm.
Do we have a wheel for that?
We might. I don't know.
So
it might sound more like a smoke alarm. Yeah.
Like a smoke alarm?
Yes.
Like you're barbecuing yourself?
Like I'm barbecuing myself, yes. I don't want to barbecue myself.
Don't barbecue yourself. That would not be bueno at all, because then we couldn't do shows.
No, that would be bad. That would be bad.
You know, and we really like doing shows, folks.
We do. Absolutely.
So. All right. So, what else you got going on over there in the Chicago studios? And
what do I got in the Chicago studios? I got
the Tampa studios. Sorry.
We've slowly been trying to get through and sort out what goes and what gets thrown away, and at some point got a time when one is going to get a dumpster to clear out things and such like that.
How much do you think that will reduce your cargo haul?
I think significantly.
Like 25%? 35%?
Well, it's kind of a six of one, half dozen of the other situation.
I see.
So, you know, some stuff is going to go into storage, and then some stuff is going to get moved. Very little.
But you
is
still have
get
to
moved.
Haul it all too.
Yes, but that's So we're trying to reduce it to as small of a storage pod. I guess we're getting a pod. I guess that's what it's a pod. Trying to reduce it to as small of a pod as possible. And then whatever we have left will go with us during the actual move.
In the
summer, spring section.
So what size is this pod?
I do not know yet.
Could a person live inside this pod?
You're not living in the pod. I would not recommend living in the pod. Do not live in the pod.
Because I see a pod in the back area of where I and the Chicago studios reside. And right now it's full of restaurant things, but it's opened from time to time, and it looks spacious.
Well, I mean,
like if you did it right.
They're, I mean, I guess there could be like 4x8 or 4x12. I mean, they can be a pretty decent size.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
you know,
I'm obviously going crazy and thinking about a micro home here, but you know, put in a toilet, put in a sink, put in.
I'd hate to tell you, but you're kind of late to that game though, because they did that with shipping containers a while ago.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's a renaissance.
A renaissance. We're gonna revisit the fad. Why not? I'm always game about revisiting fads that can make things fun and exciting and new and fresh again. Oh my goodness. What a week last week was, and what a day today already feels like it's going to be. And at least Monday is over and done with. I know you got to go back to work, but I'm already going to work, so I'm already
looking
in the thick of hell.
Looking forward to going back to work, so.
So well, that's okay. Good. As long as you're looking forward to go back to work. I was not, and I have not been, so. But that's
I am A-okay.
That's good. Oh, look at that. Ooh,
look at those.
The ugly right lights.
That's the ugly light indicator.
Yes, the ugly light indicator. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and there's chocolate syrup coming out of the microphone. I don't know how that happened. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Hopefully that wasn't coming from my butthole. Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show.
What would your butthole in my mouth? I don't want to know. I need a new microphone. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch recasts of Headphone Meditation on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday. Hot dance mixes.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished? In Chicago radio, Chiampa Radio's Technic-Q audio programming. With extra-added perpetual procedures. What is this? Whatever the fuck you just said, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty, dildonic, shove-it-up-your-ass smart speaker with perpetual thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated, Bluetooth-enabled commode with vedette and last podcast recall, because it's very important. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, wherever you're shitting, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
Oh my god, oh my goodness. That was a bit of a derailment right there. But hey, it keeps it fun. We're going to shift around in our seat a little bit here and move this way. There we go. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Trust me.
It's been a day.
It's been a day. It's only Monday.
I spent like an hour and a half at that stupid store just getting my stupid phone restored.
That's terrible. That's just.
Well, I think it would have been faster if you used a cord to do it all.
Probably.
But instead, he just relied on Wi-Fi, and then they're all sitting there on their phones watching videos. God bless the United States of
God
America.
God bless the chicken scratch that it is.
And he called it Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Why Wi-Fi?
He called it Wi-Fi.
He must have been British. Wi-Fi.
It's Wi-Fi.
Hardly.
We call it Wi-Fi here. Sorry. It's just how it goes. Anyway. Stand up for Wi-Fi, not Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi doesn't sound masculine. It's Wi-Fi. Oh goodness, I'm losing control. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting this show, please contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember folks, don't go waving a peeler in a racetrack after you've been riding a kangaroo, riding a Kodiak bear while filming it on OnlyFans. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an F for flatulence.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.